And we're joined now by Norwalk State Bowling Qualifiers.
Emerson Fells, senior.
Julia Pollen, sophomore.
And congratulations, guys. Welcome to Radio Sports Page. You've made it to the Class 2A Individual State Bowling Tournament in Waterloo, and it was actually postponed today. You were supposed to bowl today, but it'll now be on Thursday. It's been a while since the state qualifying meet now. How excited and anxious are you guys to just get out there and compete tomorrow?
I'd say I'm pretty anxious. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a qualifier from Norwalk. I think the last time we had qualifier was 2010. So being able to have the honor of representing my school is quite the achievement, I'd say.
I would say I'm just mostly excited, not really anxious. I'm just excited to get out on the lanes and bowl. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and Emerson, you mentioned it. It has been a while. The boys' team placed third in 2010. I don't think a girl has ever qualified for state from Norwalk. So what was the feeling just to kind of snap that drought and make a little history for both of you?
Oh, it was a great feeling. I mean, I didn't bowl very well during sub-state, and I didn't think I was going to make it. But I feel like all this weight just got taken off of my shoulders once I found out that I made it. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Really an honor to be the first girl who's from Norwalk who made it to state. I was just really in shock because I didn't think I was going to make it either. And I didn't know that no other girl had made it before. That was really shocking.
All right. And Emerson, yeah, you said you didn't know if you'd make it. It took a 243 in your last game to get in there. You ended up with a series of 580. And Julia, you were a little more consistent and balanced, I guess. You ended up with a 471. Just tell me about that tournament, the state qualifier at Newton. What was working well for both of you that day? And you know, I know bowling can be ups and downs, but how'd you make it through the day?
Pretty much just my main focus was just not worrying about what was happening. I was just going to keep bowling. It wasn't done, so I was just going to make sure that I finish it off the best that I could.
Yeah, I was quite the opposite. I started off pretty strong. Then I just progressively just lost it a little bit, but, you know, it was still enough to let me get into state, so.
And how did some of your best scores from last week at the state qualifier compare to, you know, some of your best days throughout the season or your career? You know, like the 243 that you had, Emerson, how did that compare to your career best?
The 243, it's actually one of my higher games. I think my highest game is a 279, so it's pretty close. But it was just that it was just luck. I feel like I just put the ball down, tried to do the same thing every time, and just let whatever happened happen.
Yeah, so my highest game, I'm pretty sure, is a 209. So I got a 170-something that day. So I think that I hope I'll be more prepared to bowl, like, my best at these state games.
Okay, and at state tournaments at Maple Lanes and Waterloo, have either of you bowled there before?
I have bowled there. It's been probably 10 years, though. I used to do tournaments for Iowa Games and Pepsi tournaments, and sometimes it would be out here in Waterloo, either at Cadillac Lanes or Maple Lanes. So it's been a while, but I have bowled here before.
I have not bowled here before.
Okay, so it'd be a brand new experience for you, Julia. How did you guys, both of you, get your start in bowling? Did you start really young, or did you kind of catch on a little bit later? I know it sounds like, Emerson, you started out pretty young.
Yeah, I started pretty young. It was just, I think it was like a family Christmas party when I was around 3. I just fell in love with it then. It was just kind of, you could do your own thing. And then I was fairly good at it at that age. So I thought, why not just keep doing it, see where it ends up. And here we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I hated bowling. Even with, like, I used to put the bumpers up and I still managed to get a gutter ball. But then I just got a summer pass at Air Lanes, and I just started learning how to throw the ball right, and I just loved it. So,
okay, and I know, Emerson, I know you're going to play some college baseball, it sounds like, in the future. What other activities are you both involved with at Norwalk?
Currently, right now, I'm just involved with the bowling team and the baseball team. Other than that, actually, there's one more. There's the I'm going to be in a Pro Start culinary competition on February 28th.
Okay.
I am pretty involved. I'm in bowling and show choir and musical and play, large group and individual speech and tennis.
Okay. And what do you guys enjoy most about the sport of bowling?
I just enjoy how with Baker's, I wouldn't say this, but I like how independent it is because you don't have anyone else to blame. It's just you and yourself and being able to be consistent with what you can do every single time.
I love figuring out, like, the science behind, like, throwing the ball. Like, if I hit my spot, there's, like, a far better chance of getting, like, a good score, and that's all on me.
All right. Well, what are your goals, I guess, for tomorrow during the state meet? Do you have some scores in mind or just a placing? Or, you know, how do you want to measure yourself tomorrow?
I mean, I'd say the biggest goal is try to win the whole thing. But I would say try to get top eight, at least get into the bracket round.
I would like top eight, of course, but I am just trying to do my personal, like, best at this tournament. It doesn't matter what I place. I'll just be having fun bowling.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. I'm glad you made it safely to Waterloo, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.